When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
This is your artificial friends, and it's time for a look back at history. I'm Andy. When you say December 7th and you're talking about history, there's one event that stands taller than the rest. And of course, we have to include that, but there are so many things you don't know about this date in history. Let's clue you in. Let's fire up the almanac. I'm Andy Chanley. This is Andy's Almanac. It's a brief look at everything that ever happened to anybody. It's Wednesday, December 7th, 2017. Just 18 more shopping days left until Christmas. 1808. On this date, James Madison is elected the fourth U.S. president, and his vice president is George Clinton. All right, so it's not that George Clinton from Parliament Funkadelic, but it is fun to let that play while we give you some of James Madison's greatest hits. He's known as the father of the Constitution for his work in drafting that and the Bill of Rights. He facilitates the Louisiana Purchase while Secretary of State to Thomas Jefferson, doubles the size of our country then. And then again, he's also the guy who suggests that slaves be counted as only 3/5 of a human being. So the modern George Clinton probably isn't too down with James Madison. But speaking of James's, James Madison's Secretary of the Treasury is a cat named Albert Gallatin. And there's a city in Missouri named after Gallatin, and it's on this day in 1869 that Jesse James Gang robs the bank in Gallatin, killing a teller named Captain John Sheets. There's not much money there. In fact, James says it's a revenge killing of the man who killed his wartime commander. See, that's why this robbery murder makes Jesse James a household name. He's a Confederate sympathizer. He's a bushwhacker during the Civil War, and the country is still sharply divided after the Civil War. The founder of the Kansas City Times starts publishing open letters from Jesse James, and he kind of starts to become a folk hero to people who disagree with the government's Reconstruction policies in the South. By the way, Gallatin is right nearby Adam on the Aman, the spot where Mormons think Adam and Eve live after being evicted from the Garden of Eden. It's where righteous people should go before the Second Coming.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Plastics.
Exactly, how do you mean?
There's a great future in plastics. Think about it. Will you think about it?
Yes, I will.
Enough said. That's a deal.
Plastics are important. They're invented on this day in 1909, according to some people. You ever hear of Bakelite? It's believed to be the first plastic made from synthetic ingredients, and it's used for its non-conductive and heat-resistant properties in electrical and telephone products, as well as gun grips and kitchen utensils. But Bakelite isn't baked. It gets its name from its inventor, Leo Bakeland. Ah, but you can call him the father of the plastics industry. Happy birthday, plastics! Today's the day in 1934 that pilot Wiley Post discovers the jet stream. This guy's smart. He's smart enough to build a pressurized suit that lets him fly 20,000 feet high. And he discovers that his airspeed is sometimes a lot faster than his ground speed. There's a tailwind that's created by air currents in the atmosphere. So Wiley Post, he's smart enough to figure out all that stuff, but not smart enough to keep from killing Will Rogers in a plane crash 9 months later. They say a Japanese meteorologist discovers the jet stream 20 years earlier, but nobody outside Japan knows because he writes all his work in Esperanto. Excuse me. Esperanto. Sorry, it was low-hanging fruit. Had to grab it. You know, some dates are a little more weighty than others.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live
in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Today's the anniversary of 353 planes from the Imperial Japanese Navy attacking the U.S. fleet at Pearl Harbor Naval Base in Hawaii, crippling the American Pacific Fleet. Japanese General Yamamoto says at the end of the movie Tora, 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 "I feel all we have done is to awaken a sleeping giant and fill him with a terrible resolve." That's a great quote and a great way to end the movie. Only problem is he never said it, but he might have felt that way. 2,403 people lose their lives that day, and we all still remember. Today in 1963, instant replay is used for the first time in the Army-Navy college football game. It's the brainchild of a really smart cat, CBS sports director Tony Verna. Just passed away a couple of years ago. He'd direct five Super Bowls, the Olympics, even Live Aid. Verna invents a machine to instantly replay video, and it only weighs 1,300 pounds. There are glitches and stuff that keep it from being used more than once, but CBS plays back Raleigh Stitchwell's touchdown shortly after it happens, and it's so revolutionary at the time that the play-by-play announcer, Lindsey Nelson, feels obligated to say, "Ladies and gentlemen, Army did not score again." Of course, now instant replay is used in every sport on the planet, except curling.
Ground control to Major Tom.
And finally, do you know that picture of the Earth that looks like a big blue marble? 45 years ago today, the crew of Apollo 17 take that shot. It's the final manned lunar landing mission, and today is the day in 1972 that it launches into space. Later on, asked how the Earth appears to them from outer space, the astronauts reply, "Fragile."
Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love be with you.
That's Andy's Almanac for Thursday, December 7th, 2017. Any copyrighted material remains sole property of the copyright holder, appears only for scholarship, criticism, news reporting, parody, or satire. I want to thank you for tuning in to Your Artificial Friends, the podcast, and tell your little friends about it as well. We certainly appreciate that. You can reach out to us on Facebook under Your Artificial Friends, and you can follow me directly on Twitter at Andy_Chanley. I want to thank Sam Farmer, Larry Morgan, and Josh Fligger. They're my real friends, and we'll all join you next time on Your Artificial Friends.